Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
We'll talk Cowboys. Mike McCarthy sat down amongst the other coaches and owners. Where are they, in Orlando, for the coaches' meetings? Stephen Jones reflected on his team and the progress in the offseason. There is a mantra that is being said from the top to the bottom and everywhere in between. Did you know, RJ, that talent acquisition is a 365-day job? Did you know that? So don't parse just what goes on in March, the time when everything goes on sale. Don't parse the Black Friday of saying, you know, we can get guys. It might be a little more expensive, but there's still guys.
I only want to counter that with letting you know something that you told me as a way to remember this. It is an election year, which means it is a leap year.
It is indeed.
Which means it is a year with 366 days.
So they had an extra day to get this done.
Well, no, they're taking it off, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, get your crap together, guys. If you're only working 365 out of the 366, I mean, who knows what could happen on that final day, that extra day.
On a likability, I'm having trouble this morning. On a likability scale, where is Mike McCarthy for you?
Oh, you know, so I would tell people all the time that Jason Garrett was really charming. You know, like everybody acted like he was this vanilla guy, but you know, when the cameras were not on, he was the most charming dude. One time at training camp, I ended up telling you guys this. I got part of a group, and he told us this, I guess, proverb about devouring the strawberries, and I was enthralled. I was just, I mean, completely mystified by the charisma that he carried. I would say that Mike McCarthy is even more charming. Mike McCarthy is, I don't think he gets enough credit for kind of how smooth he can be, and he's a funny guy. You know what I mean? Like he's quick. You know better than me. He's quick on the whip, and in the intellect and the sass department. And so I think he carries himself really well in the front-facing part of his job. I have long maintained that he doesn't get enough credit for not just what he's done with the Cowboys, but people act like he was just this dude that rode Aaron Rodgers' coattails in Green Bay. When we've seen Mike McCarthy have a high level of success with the Cowboys, obviously not the degree that anybody, you know, seriously wants, but you know, I checked out on him after the playoff loss because I just
can't established anymore. A championship program. It's just not the world championship yet.
I hear that in my sleep, Edwin, so thank you very much.
And but, it couldn't have been more appropriate right there because he sat down with Adam Schefter yesterday. And, you know, we hadn't heard from him in a minute. And you don't know how the guy's going to react because we all know McCarthy's on the last year of his deal and that Jerry has chosen not to negotiate or extend. I mean, he's basically, I guess he's no different than anybody else. Be successful or go someplace else or you will have another place to be. To try to be successful. And he talked about watching the rest of his division improve. Well, you know, he's going to have to cook some groceries and it might be a struggle meal because it hadn't been stocked. This is him talking about the place he finds himself.
Well, I have a lot of experience in not being active in veteran free agency, so I guess doesn't bother me as much. But no, I think it's like anything, and it really is. I mean, you're working on your roster 365 days a year, and that's always been a reality. And I think as a coach, I've really always focused on the guys I know are going to be there in the offseason program because, you know, you really do have a chance to improve as a football team. You know, I'm a big believer in a second- and third-year jump. You know, we have some young players. We got some guys coming back off of IR that were young players that we're excited about. So we are definitely improving. You know, we're just not part of the free agent market right now.
So I want to let you know something that has been uncovered this morning, Rob, if you'll allow me.
I'm ready because that was a load of crap I just listened to.
Mike is – and I have zero offseason anger towards Mike.
No, it's not his fault at all.
Yeah, my anger with Mike is reserved for what happened in the playoff loss. Okay, but whatever. So anyway, and I respect greatly that he is a good enough soldier to do this because not a lot of people are humble enough to do this way. I don't think I would be able to. I think you would. You're a man of high enough character that I trust you'd be able to toe the company line. But anyway, So what is the general response that you or I or anybody gets when, you know, we say this is so stupid the way the Cowboys are going about free agency? What do people normally say to calm things down? How is everything going to get fixed?
Oh, it's Jerry. Give it time. We got money.
Well,
we
no,
got
it's the draft. That's well, what
yeah,
it's kind
I
of
mean, yeah, like, it's Jerry.
They're going to draft really well. And all these young players on their team, they're going to step up, right? Now, we know that last year's draft was horrible, all right? Like, it was horrible from a production standpoint. It somehow got a little bit worse. So we knew that DeMarvion Overshown was coming off of the
torn ACL. Oh, we were told not even to worry about linebacker. He's going to get better.
Well, he's going to be there. He's essentially a free draft pick, right? Because he's an extra draft pick this year.
Right.
Okay, well, this morning, while in Orlando, Mike McCarthy sat down at the NFC coaches' breakfast, presumably not with tacos from us. But
not yet.
You know, hey, that's right. And he mentioned that both Mozzie Smith and Luke Schoonmaker, their first two picks last year, Michigan men, had shoulder surgeries this offseason.
What?
All right. That Mozzie's carried a 4 to 6 month timetable following the procedure that he underwent shortly after the season. So he's a little bit further into this, or a little bit into this at least. But that Luke Schoonmaker underwent his somewhat recently, according to the Dallas Morning News' Michael Gelkin. All systems go for training camp for Schoonmaker, according to a person familiar with the situation. Again, these are Michael Gelkin's words. So now, Robert, we're looking at a world. I've told you where your significant contributors are your top 100 picks. It's your first, second, and third round pick. Where the Cowboys, you know, and theoretically, your roster is littered with top 100 picks, right? Because every year these dudes are becoming more and more important. So this year, the Cowboys don't need a linebacker because they're counting on DeMarvion Overshown. He's coming off of an offseason surgery. Granted, it took place at the beginning of the season in his torn ACL. Now you've got Luke Schoonmaker, who doesn't even have a spot on the team to contribute because, you know, Jake Ferguson's so awesome. He's coming off of an offseason surgery relative to his shoulder. You got Mozzie Smith, who you're depending on to a high degree because you let Jonathan Hankins walk for peanuts at the Seattle Seahawks. And now you're depending on him significantly in general, but even more so because he's coming off of a shoulder surgery. Your top three 100 picks last year are all coming off of varying off-season surgeries. And that's the foundation for which you're building this season upon.
He's in such a tough position because he has to toe the company line. And when I hear him repeat a line from Steven, that talent acquisition is a 365-year, 66 to RJ's point. I just take it that this guy is, you know, kind of damned if you do, damed if you don't. He was asked, Shefty asked him, can we trust this? I mean, are you happy with the guys on your roster? Are you feeling any pressure? Or, you know, what's going on? And as far as the pressure went, McCarthy said he's been here before.
I mean, I think as a coach, you really, you know, every year is this. I mean, it's the same. I mean, let's be honest. And that's the way it's always been. You know, this is personally, I've been in this spot. This will be the third time, you know, and it's worked out, you know, very well for me. So I'm not really concerned about it.
He's not concerned about it. He's been here before.
This is also the third time in a row that the Cowboys have allowed their head coach to go into a contract year. They did it with Jason Garrett in 2014. He delivered. Granted, his season ended at the hands of Mike McCarthy. He did it in 2019. He did not deliver, and now they're doing it with Mike McCarthy himself.
Now
it's wild.
Is it out of his hands? I mean, literally, just go win and hope that the greater plan here isn't to blow things up. Because while we're talking about talent acquisition and filling holes and second year to third year improvement, at the end of the day, the first and foremost problem the Cowboys are facing is Dak. I mean, how are they going to pay him? When are they going to pay him? What are they going to pay him? McCarthy was asked where the Dak thing is.
Dak is he's a machine. He's so diligent in his off-season prep. So he's already started his process. But yeah, he's just getting ready to perform and connect with the, you know, with the young players. You know, I think it's, you know, just the landscape of how we have to train in the off-season. It's important for your quarterback to have those, you know, private workouts and things like that. So that's really where his mind is. It's just really how can we improve in year two of our offense. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we need to be a better complementary football team. You know, when the defense isn't going well, the offense needs to pick up for them. And no difference when the offense isn't going well, the defense has to pick up for them. You know, I think this, if you look at our last game, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of complementary football going on.
We'll get to that later, Coach. So he has no idea.
I mean, here's the other thing. You know, Dak is the best quarterback the Dallas Cowboys have had since Troy Aikman. And I don't care what any of you Tony Romo stands are going to do, how much you're going to whine and cry and complain.
I could name a few that I'd like to put up there.
Yeah, I know that hurts you deeply, and I know that it's a trigger point for you, but he is the best quarterback they have had since Troy Aikman. Now, that being said, Mike McCarthy has been his head coach, Dak Prescott's obviously, twice entering contract years. All right, so Mike McCarthy's first year in 2020, they did not get a contract done, and they had Dak Prescott play on the franchise tag. And in 2021, they did have the contract negotiations that were a bit of a thing, and they ultimately got him done, so kudos to them. But here we go again. You know what I mean? So, like, in 3 out of the 5 years that Mike McCarthy has been Dak Prescott's head coach, he's had contract negotiations as this, you know, underbelly, you know, topic throughout them all. That's just not a conducive environment to success that you have your head coach operate and thrive in.